Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this morning comes from our epistle lesson, Hebrews chapter 11, the first part of verse 17. By faith. This is our text. Suppose someone asks you, what is your most important possession? What would you answer? If you ask that question of the people of the world, I think the answers that you would get would probably be as many and as varied as the people that you ask. But when you ask that question of a group of Christians, I'm sure the answers would be entirely different from those of the world. Think for a minute. As a Christian, how would you answer that question? What is your most important possession? Even as Christians, the answers would probably vary quite a bit. But our text for this morning provides us with one really good answer. The writer to the words of to the book of Hebrews suggests that our most important possession as Christians is our faith. Faith, a gift from God, a gift that enables us to recognize, to receive, and to enjoy all the other blessings that God so richly pours out into our hearts and lives every day. Faith is what brings us here to God's house every Sunday morning. Brings us here to give thanks for all those gifts of God's grace. Faith brings us here so that we can hear His word, words which are always good news and which always bring us great joy. Faith is what brings us here again and again to gather at the altar for the sacrament of Holy Communion, so that there we are assured and reassured again and again that we are indeed the forgiven children of God and heirs of eternal life. When we are here, our faith is strengthened. Here, our faith is nourished. Here, our faith is strengthened. Here, we become more deeply rooted, more deeply anchored in the rock of our salvation. By faith, we know whom we have believed. By faith, we trust in Him and in what He has done for us. By faith, we rely on Him and His promises. By faith, we are assured that His word and His promises are true and certain. By faith, we know that we will share in His overwhelming victory. Heaven is our eternal home. By faith, we know that there is nothing and there is no one who can ever again separate us from His love for us in Christ Jesus. The writer to the book of Hebrews begins his book by saying this: faith is being sure of all the things we hope for. Now, Scripture doesn't use the word hope as we use the word in our everyday language. For example, we would say something like, "Boy, I hope it doesn't rain today." But that statement is just a wish that we are making. A wish that may or may not come true. Hope in Scripture is entirely different. Hope in Scripture refers to something that is sure and certain. By faith, we are sure, we are absolutely certain that what we hope for is absolutely going to happen. All the promises of God to us are going to be fulfilled. And why wouldn't they? Paul puts it this way. If God spared not his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not along with him freely give us all things? Faith assures us that we can trust God. Jesus came and he kept the law for us. He came and went to the cross for us. He carried all of our sins to the cross. And there he suffered the wrath of God over all those sins. There on the cross, the Lamb of God was sacrificed as payment for the sins of the world. The blood of that Lamb of God has washed away all of our sins. Faith assures us of the truth of those words. Faith guarantees us that we are the forgiven children of God. And that changes everything. Faith assures us that we have been cleansed, made completely clean from the guilt of all of our sins. Faith assures us that we are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Faith assures us that we have been moved from death to life. Faith fills us with that hope that cannot disappoint. Faith gives us that peace that passes all understanding. Faith fills us with a joy that cannot be dimmed. Faith inspires us. Faith motivates us. Faith empowers us. Faith enables us. And like Paul, when we have faith, we find that we can do everything through Christ who gives us strength. Now here is something important that we need to remember. Our faith needs to be nourished and fed. We need to make sure that we are growing in grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to make sure that we are growing in the knowledge of his will and his ways. What he has begun in our hearts must be fed and nourished. It doesn't matter what age you might be. It doesn't matter how many times you may have read through the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. It doesn't matter how many years you have been attending Sunday school and Bible class. Each of us still needs to be daily in the Word. Jesus tells us we need to be searching the Scriptures because they're words of eternal life. Paul tells us we need to let that word dwell richly in us. Peter tells us that we need to desire to long for that word so that we grow in faith. Why? Because we need to make sure that we are wise in the ways and in the words of the Lord. Now, why is that so important? Paul puts it this way in his second letter to Timothy. He says, in these last days, the world will be filled with evil people and religious quacks who are out there to deceive. It'd be a good idea today for you to go home and reread our Old Testament lesson and then quickly flip over to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and read that together. We need to be prepared for life in these last days. Jesus tells us that the last days are going to be so bad that he warns us that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. So we need to be wise. in the ways and the words of our Lord. Our faith needs to be strong. We need to make sure that we are firmly rooted, that we have become anchored in the rock of our salvation. We need to know the Scriptures. It is the Word that will prepare us for the fight. It is the Word that equips us for the fight. It is the Word that will protect us in this fight. And it is the Word that will make us victorious in this fight. We started out our worship service with a prayer called the Collect for the Word. It's kind of a new, modern, updated translation. But we used to pray that Collect for the Word almost every Sunday at the end of worship. And I like the old way better than the new way. And the words to that Collect for the Word go like this. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Christ Jesus. The word nourishes our faith, strengthens our faith, and equips our faith for living our life in these days. Our faith is also strengthened and nourished in the sacrament of Holy Communion. Living every day is a challenge. Every day we are tempted. Every day we stumble and fall in our walk of faith. We need to be assured that all of our sins are forgiven. We constantly need to be reassured of that forgiveness. We need to be picked up. We need to be strengthened. We need to be encouraged. We need to be empowered. We need to be renewed. That's what Holy Communion is all about. It doesn't matter how many times throughout the week we have stumbled and fallen in our walk of faith. We are still and always will be God's redeemed children. Every time you come to the Lord's table, listen very carefully to the words that Jesus speaks to you as you commune at his table. Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Go in peace. Faith. It really is our most important possession. It is our sure hope. It is our strength in every situation. It is our peace that passes all understanding. It is our assurance of life. It is our guarantee of our share in Christ's overwhelming victory. By our faith in Jesus, we are equipped for life here and prepared for life to come. Amen. We rise.